Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, downtown Lake City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny with a high near 96, and tonight a chance of showers with a low around 75. I'm Kyler Gammon reporting the news. The West Salem Volunteer Firemen's Association plans to hold a freedom celebration on June 25th and 26th. The West Salem Masonic Lodge will hold a breakfast at the firehouse on the 25th, beginning at 6 a.m., and the village will have yard sales beginning at 7. Registration for a 5K run/walk will begin at 7 at the First Christian Church. A kids' 1 mile fun run will begin at 8, and the 5K will begin at 8:30. The ballpark will host wiffle ball and cornhole games at 9, and the winning teams will receive 20% of their entry fees as a prize. At dusk on the 25th, Centennial Park will play host to a fireworks display, and Tristan Brock Jones will perform. The celebration will conclude on the 26th with a community worship service on the square beginning at 10 a.m. A raffle and 50-50 drawing will be held at noon. More news next.
At Frank and Bright Funeral Home, our family is here to serve yours with kindness, personalized service, and honesty. From unique planning choices, including a traditional funeral with burial or cremation, to a contemporary celebration of life, or just a simple gathering, Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora will support your choices with meaningful ideas, attention to detail, and a promise of value. For 85 years, Frank and Bright Funeral Home, Flora.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Since 1951, you've counted on Gill's sales and service for home appliances, parts, service, and more. Speed Queen Top Load Washers designed, tested, and built to give you 25 years of commercial-grade performance. Durable and built on the same principles that built our country. Call 618-847-7066 today or visit gillsales.com to learn more. New and used appliances and repairs. Get free local delivery and installation at Gill's Sales and Service in Fairfield.
In other news, 24-year-old Rodney A. Esmond was served a Wayne County warrant on a host of charges while in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. He was arrested earlier this month after police responded to an incident in Sims. Warrant charges included 2 counts of armed violence, 3 counts of aggravated domestic battery, 3 counts of domestic battery, and aggravated unlawful restraint. Esmond was held in jail with the bond set at $15,020 on the warrant. State Senator Darren Bailey, a candidate for the Republican nomination for Illinois governor, will have his bus tour stop in Wayne County on Thursday. The event will be held at Skateland Roller Sport in Fairfield at 12:30, and the tour will then move to the Albion Town Square at 1:45. Bailey or his running mate Stephanie Trussell will be at each stop. Bailey and his team are in the midst of a bus tour to visit each of Illinois' 102 counties in the 14 days leading up to the June 28th primary. Bailey is one of a crowded field of candidates, including Richard Irvin, Jesse Sullivan, Gary Rabine, Paul Schimpf, and Max Solomon. The Fairfield City Band will hold its third concert this evening at 7 at the Fairfield First Christian Church. The concert is normally on the courthouse lawn, but has been moved tonight due to the extreme heat. The City Band will hold concerts each Thursday this month, culminating with a patriotic concert on the 30th. Congressman Mike Bost has joined a list of legislators, law enforcement officials, and local leaders in endorsing Justice Barry Vaughn for the 5th District Appellate Court judge. Bost says now more than ever, it is important to elect the right people to serve on the bench. He says judges need to be fair and honest jurists, and not political opportunists who will impose personal beliefs on people they are supposed to serve. He says Justice Vaughn is a strict constructionist who upholds the law and has proven that for the last 20 years. Justice Vaughn served 18 years in the Second Circuit before being nominated to the 5th District Appellate Court by the Supreme Court Justice David Overstreet and unanimously approved by the Illinois Supreme Court. He is a past president of the Fairfield Lions Club, Wayne County Bar Association, Hamilton County Rotary Club, and Hamilton County Fair Association. Yesterday was World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Illinois Department on Aging Director Paula Basta says it is estimated 1 in 10 older Americans is abused or neglected each year, and she says financial exploitation is one of the most common forms of abuse.
And that's only part of the picture. Research suggests that as few as 1 in 14 cases come to the attention of authorities. I think that's one that even in this day and age of technology, we still know that there are older adults that are being financially exploited by someone they know. And it's very, you know, it's very much a problem that we have to stay on top of.
Warning signs of elder abuse include a senior not being allowed visitors, bruises, an unkempt appearance, large ATM withdrawals from bank accounts, and frequent injuries. The Fairfield Retail Merchants have postponed their shopping tournament that had been scheduled for this Saturday. Wayne County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Libby Linkenfelter says it will now be held in the fall, and the delay is due to a lack of pre-registered teams.
It's a tough decision, just like everything. You come up with an idea, you put a lot of work into it, and you don't get the participation that you would like. So we're going to go ahead and postpone it, and hopefully sometime in the fall, maybe homecoming weekend or something. That way we have something to do on a Saturday in the fall. Weather's nicer, maybe gas prices are down. Keep in mind, when you're signing up for that shopping tournament in the fall, there is a $45 fee for a team of four, but that will get you an I Love My Community shirt for every member of your team and a $5 coupon to use at a chamber member. So, yes, there is a fee, but you're actually going to get it back.
She says the I Love Community t-shirts are on sale outside of the tournament at the Chamber of Commerce office at a cost of $20. In other chamber business, she says the monthly chamber mixer sponsored by Conard Financial and DiMaggio's Pizza is scheduled for tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Chris Conard's home. Linkenfelter says people don't have to stay for the entire time and are welcome to pop in and out as necessary. She says the mixer is a good example of one of the primary benefits of joining the chamber in networking.
If you've thought about joining the chamber and you haven't joined the chamber, you know there are a lot of benefits, but the one big benefit is networking in itself. And I know anyone who's been coming to the chamber mixers have enjoyed it and have benefited their businesses just by getting that networking in. Sometimes networking and marketing are overlooked for small businesses. However, it is very important for small businesses. People are more apt to shop with you if they feel like they know you and they're your friend.
The Chamber's Field of Flags event is also preparing for the 4th of July. It has about 35 flags on the courthouse lawn, as well as some by businesses or period lighting. People can pay a one-time $200 fee to place a flag in honor or memory of a veteran. Flags will be out for Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, Veterans Day, and Labor Day, and anyone needing more information can call the Chamber at 842-6116. The City of Fairfield says its water department worked on water issues on the north end of town yesterday, and a boil order has been issued for all of Shoreway Drive, Lakeview Drive, from Shoreway to Florence, and the south side of York Drive. All residents in the affected areas should boil water for human consumption until samples have passed inspection. Missouri officials have filed a motion for a speedy trial in the pending cases against 41-year-old Ray E. Tate, who pleaded guilty earlier this year to the murder of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley. Last month, a motion was filed in Wayne County Circuit Court to withdraw that guilty plea and to vacate its accompanying life sentence in prison. A hearing on the motion is to be set, and a status hearing is set for June 28th at 11 a.m. In the Wayne County Court sentencing, prosecutors said Tate hijacked a semi after gunning down Deputy Riley on Interstate 64 and fled to Missouri, where he is accused of shooting another man. In the event Tate does get released from the Illinois Department of Corrections, Missouri officials have arrest warrants in hand, and they have asked a trial commence by December 9th. He has been charged in St. Charles County, Missouri, with counts of first-degree kidnapping, vehicle hijacking with serious physical injury from a deadly weapon, four counts of armed criminal action, kidnapping and terrorizing in the first degree, two counts of first-degree robbery, second-degree kidnapping, two counts of vehicle hijacking causing serious injury, assault causing serious physical injury, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Tate is currently housed at the Menard State Penitentiary at Chester. The Clay County Board met Tuesday evening. Clay County Hospital CEO Bob Sellers reported they will welcome Dr. Harry Carter to CCH on September 1st. Carter comes to Clay County from Christopher Rohl Health Clinics in Flora and Fairfield and will see patients at the CCH Flora and Clay City Medical Clinics. He lives in and is originally from Louisville. In other news, Kaisa Lewis, owner of Gatsby's Gaming, requested her business in northern Clay County be allowed to remain open and serve alcohol on Friday and Saturday nights until 1 a.m., saying a significant portion of her business is done in the late hours. No action was taken by the board at that meeting. Lewis had a similar request of the Wayne County Board last week, and they also declined to take action at that time. Deputy Coroner Darren Bradham presented the coroner's semi-annual report. From December 1st through May 31st, the county had seen 78 total deaths, 75 of which were by natural causes, 2 were accidental, and 1 remains under investigation. The county performed 8 autopsies, issued 29 cremation permits, and conducted 34 death investigations. The IDPH reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County yesterday. Marion County added 16 cases, Jefferson County added 13, White County added 7, Clay County added 6, Wabash County added 3, and Richland, Lawrence, and Edwards counties added 1. Hamilton County held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 5,737 new cases and 5 additional deaths. Once again, schools will be able to take advantage of free COVID-19 tests from the University of Illinois Shield Program. Kim Howard has more.
About 258 districts throughout the state, plus many private schools, worked with Shield Illinois during this most recent academic year, utilizing the speedy saliva tests, says the program's Beth Heller.
The PCR test is really great because it's a screening test meant to catch people that are positive with COVID before they even know so that we can stop the spread of infection. It also is used for diagnostic testing, so when people are sick, they can get tested, know they're positive, and stay away from others. And we believe that many more schools will sign up for next year. They've seen how it worked maybe for their neighbor school district, that it was non-invasive and it's an easy test to do. And I think we've seen that schools feel so grateful to have this system in place so they can prevent outbreaks and keep their schools safe.
The free testing for the upcoming school year will be paid for with federal funds. Districts are urged to sign up by July 15th at shieldillinois.com. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
There are currently tens of thousands of open manufacturing jobs in Illinois for those seeking work, but the Illinois Manufacturers Association says the jobs remain vacant. IMA President Mark Densler explains why.
So they're good jobs, and we struggle to attract people. There's a number of reasons. One, perception. People think of these jobs as dark, dirty, and dangerous. It's an antiquated view. If you go to any manufacturer today, they are diverse and sustainable and clean and high-tech. So we have to first change the mindset about what a manufacturing job is.
To combat that problem, the IMA is working with the governor's office in an effort to reach out to those who might find the jobs interesting, including young men and women, communities of color, and returning veterans. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. A family pack of boneless sirloin pork chops for $2.49 a pound. Picked Sweet Farms Real Ready Vegetables, $2.99. Seedless red grapes for 99 cents per pound, or whole seedless Florida watermelons for $3.99. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main. Currently in Fairfield, it's 86 degrees. Our area remains under an extreme heat advisory until 8 p.m. this evening. It's time now for the Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. Markets are dropping fast, with the Dow currently at 29,911, down 776.5 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,644, down 455. The current price of crude oil is $108.31, up 6 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care, in your family's time of need. 20-year-old Carmi resident Chase Andrew Edmonds died on Monday. Chase Edmonds is survived by his parents Nick White and Sasha Edmonds, one grandfather, daughter Anna Leah, brother Cade Allen, and one aunt. Services will be Friday at noon at Cook Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Bruce Chapel Cemetery. 86-year-old Mertztown, Pennsylvania resident Thelma Pearl Mason died on November 15th. Thelma Mason is survived by two children, several grandchildren, and sister Loretta Bryant. Services will be Saturday at noon at First Baptist Church in Albion. Nail's Funeral Home is assisting the family. 77-year-old Reiner resident Thomas Oliver Strange III died on Wednesday. Tom Strange is survived by his wife Joy, children Pamelia, Michael Matthew, TJ, and Nathan, nine grandchildren, and three siblings. Services with military honors will be Sunday at 4 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 1 to service time. 99-year-old Fairfield resident Ann B. Robinson died on Monday. Services will be Friday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time, and burial will be at Maple Hill Cemetery. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Harold Wayne Johnson died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at 10 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 5 to 7, and burial with military rites will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 86-year-old Noble resident Dorothea Mae Summers died on Saturday. Services will be Friday at 10 at Glenwood Church. Visitation will be Thursday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Hannah Cemetery. Crane Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Elgin resident Ralph M. Lohr died on June 8th. Services will be Friday at Crouch Cemetery. Visitation will be from 9 to service time at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 68-year-old Flora resident Earl Dean Bratton died on Friday. Visitation will be Friday from 6 to 8 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Kyler Gaiman reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Father's Day deals.
Dads can be tough to shop for.
Not at Kohl's. I got my dad a shirt for just $11.04.
Okay, that is pretty great.
It gets better. You can take an extra 15% off already amazing deals, like 20% off grilling tools, and not to mention, 25% off Under Armour gear.
All right, I'm sold.
Oh, and you can save even more with a Kohl's card.
More style and more savings? On my way there now.
Select styles, 15% off ends June 19th. Under Armour coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's for details.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. In MLB action last night, it's the Pirates over the Cardinals 6-4, White Sox 13, Tigers 0, Astros 9, Rangers 2, Twins 5, Mariners 0, Yankees 4, Rays 3, Blue Jays 7, Orioles 6 in 10 innings, Red Sox 10, Athletics 1, Phillies 3, Marlins 1, Diamondbacks 7, Reds 4, Braves 8, Nationals 2, Brewers 10, Mets 2, Padres 19, Cubs 5, Royals 3, Giants 2, Guardians 7, Rockies 5, Dodgers 4, Angels 1. In Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, it's the Avalanche over the Lightning 4-3 in an overtime victory. The Avalanche lead that series 1-0. The Mavericks are making a big trade ahead of next week's NBA draft. ESPN reports Dallas is acquiring center Christian Wood from the Rockets in exchange for several players and the 26th overall pick in this year's draft. Houston is receiving guard Trey Burke, forward Sterling Brown and Marquise Chriss, and center Boban Marjanovic in the deal. Pittsburgh Steelers' Minka Fitzpatrick is now the highest-paid safety in NFL history. The NFL Network reports the Steelers are giving Fitzpatrick a 4-year, $73 million extension with $36 million guaranteed. Fitzpatrick was traded from the Dolphins to the Steelers for a first-round pick in 2019. Since then, he's made 11 interceptions and scored 3 defensive touchdowns while forcing 3 fumbles. Here's the schedule for today. In NBA final action, Golden State goes for their 7th NBA championship as they take on Boston. The Warriors lead that series 3-2. In MLB action, it'll be the Athletics at the Red Sox. Orioles at the Blue Jays, Rays at the Yankees, Rangers at the Tigers, Angels at the Mariners, Padres at the Cubs, Phillies at the Nationals, Brewers at the Mets, and the Guardians are at the Rockies. In PGA action, it'll be the U.S. Open at Brookline, Maryland. That is a Thursday check of sports.
I'm Eli Grimes, and here is your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 96, heat index values as high as 105. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 75. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 94. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. Saturday, sunny with a high near 85. Saturday night, clear with a low around 59.